From KQED in San Francisco, this is the California Report, the statewide news program focusing on the issues, culture, and public affairs of the Golden State.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. The drama continues this morning at Hewlett-Packard, one day after a corporate spying scandal cost its board chair her job. State Attorney General Bill Lockyer told the PBS NewsHour with Jim Lehrer Tuesday that criminal charges could be brought against key players in the controversy.
We currently have sufficient evidence to indict people both within Hewlett-Packard as well as contractors on the outside.
HP is under fire for hiring outside contractors who posed as board members and journalists to get access to personal phone records. Lockyer says charges would likely be filed under identity theft statutes and or laws banning unauthorized access to computer data. And another scandal regarding unauthorized access to computer files is playing out in the governor's race. The campaign of Democrat Phil Angelides is now admitting it obtained private recordings of Governor Schwarzenegger from the administration's website and leaked them to the LA Times. The recordings caused a flap last week because Schwarzenegger is heard saying a legislator had a hot temperament due to the mixing of black and Latin blood in her Puerto Rican heritage. The administration says its computer was hacked by the Angelides campaign, but the governor's staff also admits security on the website was weak. A strike by sanitation workers in Sacramento County is forcing a garbage crisis. With haulers out on the picket lines, county residents haven't had trash picked up in a week or more, and the bags are piling up. To find out how residents are coping, reporter Tamara Keith visited a dump site where the county is allowing residents to drop off their trash for free.
Retiree John Palmer says he was worried his neighbors might start to complain, so he loaded his trash bin into his truck and headed out to the North Area Recovery Station.
It smells. There are some fish parts in it, and it smelled, and so I decided to bring it down here and get rid of it.
Palmer was near the front of a long line of residents taking advantage of the county's free after 3 p.m. program. The garbage problem is the result of a contract dispute between Sacramento County and more than a dozen labor unions that had some 4,000 workers walking picket lines last week. Most employees are back on the job as their unions negotiate with the county, but garbage workers are continuing to strike. County officials insist the garbage is not yet a health hazard. They say if it becomes a public health problem, they will ask a judge to compel the garbage workers to return to the job. Trash pickup at apartments and businesses has not been affected by the strike. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.
California is what we call a minority-majority state, a place where no racial group makes up more than 50% of the population. But when it comes to who votes, it's a different matter altogether. In a typical statewide election, the voters are disproportionately white, homeowners, relatively well-off, and over the age of 45. That's the finding of a new survey of voters and non-voters conducted by the Public Policy Institute of California. Research Director Mark Baldessari says that lack of participation in elections has important implications for the state.
If you live in the kind of democracy we have in California, where many important decisions are now made at the ballot box, and decisions that are made for all Californians, it's a problem for the system if not only we have low turnouts, but the electorate doesn't reflect the diversity of views and opinions of the people who have to live with the consequences of what happens at the ballot.
What's your sense of why those who are eligible to vote but don't, why do they stay away from the polls?
Well, there are, I think, a lot of different reasons why people aren't voting today. There are very strong interests in voting among older residents, people who've lived in their communities for a long time. But there are fewer motivations among newcomers to California and among the younger adults.
You point out in the survey that all of the growth in the number of registered voters since 1990 comes not to Democrats, yeah, not among Republicans, but declined estate, independent voters, so to speak. Yeah, that does seem important.
It's I think one of the most important findings in our report is the fact that fewer than half of California adults belong to a political party today. Among the major parties, only 43% belong to the major political parties of all adults. And that's the first time that we can find in the state's history where the majority of adults can't be counted among the Democrats and Republicans. If we did see policies that led to greater voter participation in California today, it may well be that most of that growth would be outside of the major political parties.
It seems like it's really not in the interest of the Democratic or Republican parties then to do anything to encourage more people to vote, except around the margins, people who maybe are vote in, say, 2 out of 5 elections, something like that, because I think from their point of view, it's either a waste of money or money not well spent because it isn't going to help their candidate or cause.
I think that for the major political parties, the fact that we have low voter turnout and slow growth in political participation, particularly because so many voters are deciding to register as independents, is a safe way for them to go. There's more predictability, more stability with the electorate that exists today. The question is this any way to run a democracy in California, where not only are we making decisions about who's going to be governor and lieutenant governor and who's going to be our congressperson or mayor, but we're also making decisions about spending and taxes and bonds and funding for schools and roads and transportation and health care through our state propositions. And I think that it's not a very stable way to have a democracy if the electorate doesn't reflect the diversity of views and opinions and experiences that the total population does in California today.
How does California stack up compared to other states with regard to the percentage of eligible voters who bother to go to the polls?
Well, I think that California's problems are indicative of national problems that exist with voter turnout today. Our problems are made more complicated by the fact that we, first of all, have a very diverse population, have a large immigrant population in California that hasn't participated in the American democratic system for generations, and so that depresses our turnout. The problem of political participation is all the more relevant in California than, let's say, in New York, because we have the initiative process, and we give voters a lot of say in what type of public policy we're going to have, what kind of direction we're going to have for the state. And I think that's why California has to be held to a higher standard than other states. It's because of our system of direct democracy.
Mark Baldessari, Research Director for the Public Policy Institute of California. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, September 13th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation, committed to improving California's healthcare delivery and financing systems, on the web at chcf.org.